People are always talking, but what happens when talking isn't cheap? Also, what happens when my microphone isn't in front of my face? Why have I put it here?
I was wondering this.
I was going to do that Tokyo Tony quote to open the show, like New Year, new thing, because you know we did song lyrics, and I was like, oh, funny quotes. I haven't done this in so long. My microphone is over there. Come here. Why are you not in front of me? Hello.
What? Oh my God.
Hello.
You know what? First episode back, and of course, chaos. For people who don't know, behind the scenes, prior to this recording being started, we had some angle issues. Let's say
angles, lighting, sound, everything. But do you know what? It wouldn't be us if that didn't happen.
Correct.
It's good. We're still out here. We're still doing it ourselves. Still doing it badly, but doing it. That's what's important.
There's no money behind here.
Happy 2024, everyone.
Oh my God, hello.
Hello, I hope everyone's happy and smiling and enjoying themselves.
I know. A podcast, a loud brown gaze in 2024. Dan, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, welcome back.
Thank you.
The real question is, we got you Christmas in one piece?
Well, I'm not sure one piece is the way to describe it. So let me explain. Basically, we were all ready. We were like, we're coming back New Year. We're going to do like episodes as we normally do, right? I don't know what happened on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, but something tried to kill me. Something decided that I'd had too much fun for the year and it was enough. It was over for me. So I spent the second half of the first week into the first half of the second week of 2024, lying in bed, trying not to die. It was awful. I was talking to so many of my friends who I was around New Year's Day, all sick, all in the thing. Some of them had to go to hospital. It got that bad.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, what the hell was trying to kill me? So it came to recording and I was like, firstly, I could only really talk like this. And I was like, I know everyone loves the Dan After Hoopla episode. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a podcast classic because I have no voice and I power through. Okay. This was not the same situation. This was evil that had come into my spirit and physically attacked my body. And I want to know which one of you heifers, which one of you knuckle dragon heifers thought, do you know what? I feel a bit under the weather at roast, but I'm still going to go because it's New Year's Eve. And I'm going to make sure that everyone makes sure that I feels as bad as me. You need to be in chains. Okay. Right, I need you under the jail for what you did to me and my body that I'm still recovering from. So now I have this look kind of like chesty cough, which pops up every now and then. Let me tell you, Nick, I was on the bus yesterday. I was going into the office because everyone was in the flat and I needed just some like space to actually get some work done. So going into the office, I cough on the bus. The way this woman looks at me, like I'm trying to kill her and her grandchildren. I was like, ma'am, I'm sorry. It's just a cough. Okay. I know COVID has changed things and everybody is like on high alert.
Yeah.
But the way that woman looked at me, like she wanted to take a hot dagger and poke it directly through my eye before I hurt her or her family. I couldn't handle it. I could not handle it.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that's why we are late started, but we're into 2024. Nick, tell us about Christmas and New Year's.
I don't know. I think, firstly, if you don't know who we are, it's the Low Broggies. If you're new here, welcome. Welcome back. Welcome. Have a seat. The water's fine. If you've been here before, you know how it goes. It's chaos, conflama, and drama.
Yeah, there's no guests anymore. You ain't a guest. You've been in the house plenty of times, okay? You know where the water is. Go help yourself.
You know where the pantries is. Go fix yourself a late night snack.
Yeah, just don't touch my snacks. And it's fine. Help yourself to anything else.
Christmas was lovely. I had a lovely Christmas. So as you might know, me and Dan have this tradition. It's a tradition now. Every single year we have Friendsmas. And this Friendsmas was very lovely, I have to admit. I had a lovely time. It was very wholesome. I mean, wholesome, I made the boys watch Saltburn, and that was fun.
We got to talk about her, but we'll get to her, don't worry.
We had a lovely Christmas. I celebrated my birthday, which is always fun. I celebrated my birthday a little bit different this year. I was very much hungover. Had a little bit too much of, you know, party snacks, party time, good times. I just couldn't cope. And I was in, however, we turned that around. Christmas Day, had Dan, we had Christmas meal. And then Miss James LDN decided to surprise me with a lovely cake. The cake that I actually almost ate in the fridge because I was hungry and on a And she's so lucky I didn't touch the cake, because if you know me, I love food. And I'm very much like, Dan, I saw this cake in your fridge. And she was like, don't touch the cake.
The cake was for Christmas and your birthday. Why would you let you eat it by yourself? We hadn't put candle in it yet.
I know, but it would just look so scrumptious and moist and delicate. I was like, ooh, I want some of this. And then I spent Boxing Day traveling on a fucking coach back to Manchester. Because why? There were no trains. This fucking country and their fucking shit infrastructure when it comes to public transport. Madness. Every year. Burn it down.
How are you still not doing that? How can you not run a train?
A train. In this day and age.
It goes on the line. Just put it and go. I'm confused.
Right? The people will travel. Dan, let's be real, right? Before we switch topics here, I have never not been on a train from London or a train from Manchester where there was not people on this train going to places. People will travel, honey. Put the train on.
Thank you. Put the train on. This is not hard.
Oh my God. Fuck this country.
Honestly, the infrastructure and the transport thing.
Tell
me why. Why am I looking? So I got to go to Manchester for work next week again. I am looking at off-peak trains from London to Manchester for one day. One day. Why are you asking me for £160? It's a work thing, so work's going to pay. But why are you asking? If that was just me, if I just needed to get to Manchester for an emergency, why are you asking me for £160 to do that?
Yeah. Why if Latoya breaks her neck on the street? What's going to happen?
Exactly. I'm going to have to call Manchester people. I'm going to have to ask Manchester people to come and help you. And I know what they're like.
Right?
You are going to be dead in that street. Because I'm not going to be able to get there.
Dan, I don't know. I think you... Because the public transport is so shit. You know, fuck Avanti. Bunch of cunts. Yeah,
LNER can get one too. LNER can catch a stray. Okay.
Fuck Avanti.
Greater Anglia, Southwestern, Southern, you're all taking it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't even talk about Northern. Northern's the worst.
I didn't even know Northern was a thing.
Northern's the worst.
I assume Northern is one you take if you want to go from like Manchester to Leeds.
And Bolton and Liverpool and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. I once did the Liverpool to Manchester one and I was like, oh, so this is the 20s.
Yes. Like, this is why
riding the trolley.
These trains don't even have a fucking trolley service. It's that.
I got on it and I looked at it and I was like, this feels like I'm on a shuttle service to the spaceship that they used in Alien. Because you know how it was kind of like, it's very 1970s, but they thought they were being a bit modern.
Oh my God.
So, very that. Okay. Let me talk to you about a few things because I want to start off the year.
Go on, tell me something. Tell me what
you know me, I love to be positive constantly. Positivity is my thing. People look at me.
You radiate it. You're the poster boy of positive. The poster boy of positivity.
Exactly.
Beyond Peckham.
2024. We're dead in that. Okay.
Ooh,
we're dead in the positivity thing.
We're 16 days in.
Yes, and it's dead in, and let me tell you why. I got a few fuck yous to pass around. Okay.
Oof. Let me strap in. Oof.
Number one, fuck you.
Ooh.
To this weather.
Ooh, not dead.
To this, what kind of Caucasian nonsense is this temperature? Why am I walking out in the street and my fingertips are freezing?
Right?
Why is it that I put on gloves and that does not help? Why are my fingers still freezing while I'm wearing gloves? Why am I, once again, having to go to an office, to sit in the office, and travel through the arse crack of some kind of yeti. It's confusing to me. I do not understand it.
You know what's mad? Does London get snow? Does London get snow? Because it's snowed
we have
here,
not got
heavy
snow.
Up here. Oh, well, it snowed up here, and I was not impressed.
And who's that for? Who's that helping?
No one asked for this.
I didn't put it in my prayers.
I don't know about you, Dan, but I'm very much like, once Christmas is over, I don't want anything cold.
Dead it. Let's move on.
I'm done.
Okay.
Once those fucking Christmas lights are down, I don't want no snow. Nothing, none
of
that.
The problem is, Nick, I'm the type of person, I hate being cold.
Same.
The experience of being cold makes me miserable. And when it snows, everyone gets like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's so exciting. Let's go out in the snow. And I'm like, it's just rain that stays there. Okay. If you want to knock yourself out, go in the snow. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get wet hands. I'm going to get wet feet. My socks are going to be wet. I'm going to be cold. And then everyone's going to get mad at me because I'm not being all happy, jolly about it. No, I'm not doing it.
I don't know about you, but I can have a bit of those games like, let's go make snow angels. Girl, fuck the Antichrist. Fuck that shit. Why are we making snow angels?
Exactly. God got enough angels. You don't need mine.
Not in this miserable place. Hell no.
Absolutely not. I'm not dealing with this. So fuck you to this weather, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two. This is a very specific fuck you, but it's something that the TikTok algorithm has brought into my life, and I'm very happy about it. So have you seen anything to do with this 9-month cruise that is currently happening?
Don't even.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know, Royal Caribbean decided this year in their chaos that they were going to offer a 9-month cruise, and it's across the entire world. Okay. You're on a cruise for 9 months, or you can buy like sections of the cruise in like 18 days or 2 months, like sections that you can pay for. Okay. The minute I found out about this, I was like, there needs to be camera crews on board this boat. I need to see what's happening. I need to know the alliances that are forming. I need to know the cliques that people are forming. I want to know the rivalries. I want to know the tea. I want to know the drama. Okay. So shout out to this guy on TikTok. I cannot remember his name, but I know that.
9 months is a long time, though, on a cruise.
9 months is insane. So there's this one guy who's essentially says the same sentiment that I do, that he wants to know about it. Okay. And then I think it's called like Atria Books or something, some kind of book company, basically tells him, like, we will pay for you to go on this cruise for 16 days around, when they go to South America and around Antarctica. Love it. Okay. He gets on this cruise. All he has to do is create videos, talk about the books that he's reading, and provide us with the drama and the tea, right? Let me tell you, the people who are involved in cruising, and not like, let's go Clapham Common kind of cruise. People are on this boat, okay? They are sick. They hate this man. There are dedicated Facebook groups, because of course it's Facebook, because imagine the median age. There are dedicated Facebook groups about cruising, talking about this man. Some people are saying they want him to get to be pushed overboard. Some people are saying that they want him to be ejected from the boat. And I'm like, why? Why do we need this? And the problem that they have with him is he's not making explicitly positive content about this cruise.
No.
He complained because he was like, the cost for my room, if I was paying for it myself, is about, like, I don't know, $18,000.
Oh, my God.
Mad money. And he was like, but you get into the room and there's no water bottles. You don't get a bottle of water in your room. So he's like, you have to go buy water. Unless you are like a whatever the equivalent of like a platinum member is. And then they get free water. And he was like, that just doesn't make sense for me for the amount you're paying, okay? The way these grandparents have lost their mind about this, because they've clearly made cruising their personality. This is what they do. They get on boats and they fucking love a boat.
Yeah.
So they are, they're just like laying this man with like all of this stuff and trying to get it gone. It's ridiculous. There are other people who make cruise like videos and content. Yeah. Okay. There is one. He is talking about how the staff on cruises are underpaid. There's this one lady who decides to take upon herself to complain about him complaining about how the staff aren't getting underpaid. And her thought is everyone gets paid in US dollars. And so if you convert US dollars into a lot of their home currencies, they're actually not getting paid. They're not getting underpaid that much. Whereas he's like, they make 25K a year on this boat. That ain't a lot. That's nothing. And she's like, you're just ungrateful. You're just spreading mistruths and you're making it more, you're making cruising more difficult for people. And I'm like, what do you mean you're making cruises more difficult for people? There was one woman who was talking about how his videos, he's like, he's here for the drama. He's here to make drama. So his videos are always like exaggerated and hyperbolic. And then she was like, but what he doesn't understand is by doing that, he is leaving us, the people who make videos about the reality of cruising and going on cruises. We have to pick up the pieces. And I was like, what pieces? What have you got to pick up, madam?
I need the mess. We the need mess the mess.
The mess is there. The mess is there, but I'm like, madam, like, you are not getting paid to promote cruises. You're doing this because you want to.
You paid the money.
Why is it this man's responsibility to make this cruise look fun if he's not having fun? You should have seen the state of this carpet. Nick, the carpet. If you're paying that much money to get on this goddamn boat, they better change that fucking carpet. It was awful. There was this one woman, okay, God bless her. She shared a video of her room. Mm-hmm. Now, she had a suite. It had two bedrooms or two beds in it, okay?
Yeah.
The amount of furniture this woman brought from home.
From home.
She brought her own clothes rack.
Not a whole IKEA.
She brought her own desk. Oh. She bought hooks to hang up all her jewelry and stuff. And I was like, madam, how did you get that clothes rack on the flight? At what point did you drive to the boat? Where have you parked?
The Martin.
But now let me tell you, she opened her video by lingering on the door number. She was like, we're in room 3500. And I was like, there is a pineapple outside the door. Now, for those of you that don't know, an upside down pineapple usually signifies that the couple is down to swing. Okay. So you open up the door. They have set up a bed and they have moved the sofa, which is in their room, to face the bed.
Yes. Because we know what that's for.
They're telling all of us. And I'm like, girl, surely this is where the Facebook group is useful. You could be like anybody else on the Royal Caribbean cruise. Me and my husband hosting drinks tonight.
Come on, voyeurism. Let's get sick.
Like, honestly, get what you want. Get your Jewish. Have a great time on this 9-month cruise, girl. But why are you showing us your swinging setup? I don't understand it. So I just need to say.
Tell the girls.
Let me tell the girls and the guys. Everybody needs to know. Correct. That we are on this cruise in this room and our sofa is pointed at that bed and you're gonna have a good time. they added a ceiling fan.
As if? What is going
on? How are you putting on a ceiling fan?
For who? For why?
I'm so confused. It doesn't make sense to me.
Do these people pay extra to have all these extra necessities?
They brought them from home.
For 9 months, you know, you must have money to be going on a cruise for 9 months. I can't even go on a boat for more than an hour.
6 minutes and I'm thrown up over the side.
Right? I can't do it. Mm-mm. You know, I see those girls saying, oh, I'm going on a cruise. For who? For why? Baby, I see Titanic. We're thinking.
I understand why the gays go on a gay cruise, okay? Yes. Because they want to get that pussy blown out on the sea, okay?
Yeah.
They want to listen to some Lady Gaga and turn it out with whoever they want.
Make
their
ass over. Make that bussy breathe.
Make that coochie breathe. And clearly, if that woman's video is anything to go by, so are these older straight couples.
I'm telling you now, Dan, older straight couples love to swing. Do you know why?
They mix it up.
I think it's because play Monopoly and Uno gets old, honey. They want to play a Twister with their tongues. And I get them wrong. Get your life.
Enjoy yourself. I just don't know why I need to be involved.
They were like, let the girls know that we love to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Why do I need to know?
Mm-mm.
It was honestly so unsubtle. So yeah, it's just a solid kind of fuck you to those crazy people in those Facebook groups
who want this man to be
thrown overboard because he's not being explicitly positive about a cruise. Oh. It's okay if people don't like things.
Yeah, people can hate stuff. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. Girl, people cannot like things. It's perfectly fine. Mm. It's chill. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all need to calm down just because you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. But I do just want to respond to everybody. If you are not a white person, please do not get on these boats.
Not the call to arms.
I'm just saying, if you are not Caucasian and Ooh. You choose to spend 9 months on a boat with old, crazy white people,
mm-hmm.
you're braver than I am. Because in my mind, eventually that goes down to Lord of the Flies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the level of, like, tribalism that's going to happen on this boat, I want to mm-hmm. see it. Someone record it and please put it on ITV for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, good luck to all of you of colour who have decided to go on a 9-month cruise because, oh my God.
Of colour, you know.
I'm telling all of you, like, God bless the staff.
Oh my God, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry, I just couldn't do a cruise. I'm not even that. Imagine, I don't know if I could deal with people for 9 months. Like, baby, there's a whole grown-ass child being born in that time.
Also, what are you doing with your house while you're not there?
Yeah, who's watching that? And how are you making money? You know, somebody have mature OnlyFans on that boat. You know, they're making content. I bet those
girls make bank.
Money.
This is part of the internet that I've not come across, is mature, straight OnlyFans people. But I Oof. Know they exist, and I know they are making money.
Money. You know they're dripping in cashmere.
Every time the tits get lower, the bank account gets higher. That's all I'm saying.
There's an audience for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got fans.
I have literally said this. Like... It does not matter what kind of busted, fucked up looking type of thing you are. Somebody's going to pay to watch you break it out, okay?
Mm.
Your job is just to go find out who those people are.
Mm.
And this is why I've said I would genuinely find it quite uncomfortable to start an OnlyFans. Because I'd be like, who is paying to watch me do my business? And then I'd be like, I'm a bit confused, and I don't want to disrespect you because thank you for the contribution and the money and the payment. I hope you enjoy the content. But with all the girls, with all of the Latino, like, boys with bubble butts and huge dicks that you could be watching, mm-hmm. you choosing to watch me and my soft top ass. Like, I'm confused.
Right? What's the tea, girl?
Exactly. And then you're paying for it as well?
In this economy?
That's very confusing to me.
Well, I want to know where disposable income is coming from.
Can we talk about it?
Let's talk about it.
Can we talk about it? Because what the fuck is these prices of everything?
Where's disposable income coming from?
I'm glad you said this because this is my last fuck you. This is my absolute last fuck you. Fuck you to anyone in this country who has the power to set prices of anything. Because why the fuck is my shopping, why is my shopping nearly 80, 90 quid for a week's worth of food?
Oh my God. Even Aldi.
Like, I know I'd go a bit bougie. I go Sainsbury's because it's down the road.
But I'm an Aldi girl. You know how...
I'm a Nectar Prize queen, okay? I don't get up anything unless it's got that Nectar Prize on it.
Listen, I know. We've been to Christmas shuffle with your Nectar points.
Oh my God. Like, this is ridiculous. We're currently in the process of renegotiating our rent. Tell me why the landlord wants a £1,000 increase a month.
Excuse me?
£1,000 a month.
Each?
No, for the whole flat. But still, that's £333.33 each. Mm-mm. Just additional.
For who? For why? Because I've been where's the loyalty scheme with renters?
Where's my Nectar price?
Right? Where's my Tesco club card deal? Where's my meal deal?
I have been here for 3 years, okay? We have not caused a problem in this flat. Not I have been one. Here for 3 years. And you've been to my flat, okay? It's cute. It's nice. It's got itself together. It is not £1,000 per room. What are you? No. Are you dumb?
No.
Are you dumb? Are you dumb and stupid?
You don't even live in South Kensington. You live in Clapham, for God's sake.
Exactly. He's asking for £3,200 a month to live in this. Are you dumb? Are you dumb, broke and mad? Right. Well, I've been talking for 25 minutes. Nick, we've got 5 minutes of the show left. Do you want to say anything?
I just want to say, I was with something, right? I know the girlies were like, oh. So as you know, I'm a massive fan of Saltburn. I loved it. It was great, amazing, whatever. Now, the girlies who jump on Twitter earlier in the month and was like, oh, I can have a drink someone's cum bad water. Oh, I can have... Baby, you all do worse out here. Worse! Absolutely worse. You all be sucking nasty unwashed dickies in clubs. For free. So somebody drinking a bit of cum water is the least of your issues, honey. That shit tastes like the Sani. Look it up. Anyway. What I'm going to say is this. I am very... Barry Keegan, I am free on a Thursday. On a Thursday, I am free just for you between the hours of 5 to 6. I am free on this day, and I think if you need to know that I am free, and if you'd like to come to my house, you could shag my grave too. I'm open to it. I'm open to a bit of grave shagging.
Do you know I saw a thing that said that he improvised that scene?
I know!
That has got to be a lie.
And a closed set as well.
I was like, that's got to be a lie. Because why in the hell would he fucks the grave? That must have been written down somewhere. And then he just improvised how he did it.
Yeah, true.
You're not telling me that Barry was just like, do you know what this fucking psychopath would do right now? and I believe him. I believe that character would absolutely fuck that grave.
100%.
But I'm like,
I mean, I think the only thing about Saltburn, I was really hoping for a bit of, like, raunchy sex. Like, they literally, Saltburn get the gays good. Because we were hoping for a bit of no on screen camera time with Jacob Elordi. But it wasn't going to happen. But they did. We got gay baited. And I ate it.
But you weren't happy with the murder on the dance floor dick swinging?
Oh, baby. I did love that Sophie Ellis Baxter get her fucking moment as well.
Give that woman her flowers.
Correct, because that's a fucking tune.
It's an absolute banger. Okay, what? And now it's been tainted by Barry's swinging hog.
But I'm open to a bit of Barry's hog. Barry Keegan is just. I think he's a weird looking character, but I could be rid of him. He's also straight.
He does kind of toe that line that I like of like, kind of looks like a lesbian.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very much my type of thing.
Do you know, I forget he was in Eternals for a minute. So I was like, oh yeah, that Marvel should have we hate.
Why did... You said Eternals and I thought the girl band. And I was like, there's no way he was in Eternal.
No. That movie did nothing. Did nothing for us. Marvel.
Absolutely none.
A girl, wife, girl these days.
Anyway, we're gonna close out the episode. Before we do, actually, I do have a final fuck you. My final fuck you, I don't want to spend too much time on this. There are people who are way more educated than me, but I'm going to say it right now. Fuck you to the state of Israel and whatever the fuck you think you're doing. I hope South Africa wipes the floor with you at this trial and you got to stop just flat out murdering people for no reason. Are you dumb? Are you mad? Fuck you. No. Fuck the state of Israel. Absolutely. They can get fucked.
And also, before we go there, I have a fuck you. Mr. Rishi Sunak and the government of the UK, why the fuck we bombing Yemen? We have no need for it. What the fuck?
Yeah, you sort some shit out here, please, if you're going to do anything.
We can't even live as we bombing Yemen? Baby! Rishi, we didn't vote for you. At least we forget, you were fifth alternate, like Alyssa Edwards.
We can fuck her too. Keir Starmer, you catch straight too. Fuck you, Keir Starmer. Where the fuck? We got this general election coming up and I got a vote between Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer?
Fuck both of them.
Fuck this whole thing. Absolutely fuck it. And that's been our positive start of the year episode. We really set some goals. We really did some affirmations this episode.
Now, Now we will namaste out of here.
We are absolutely. Doesn't everybody feel refreshed and rejuvenated?
Do you feel good?
Right, I've been Dan James. You can find me at Dan James LDN. This is Nick. It's Nick Charles. You can find Labrangays and Labrangays. That's it.
Yeah.
Bye.
We'll see you soon. Bye. Imagine going to bed with Keir Starmer or Rishi Sunak every night. These women are brave, you know.
Whatever happened to a good man who wanted to just kind of run the country, and also you kind of wanted to fuck him a little bit?
Justin Trudeau from Canada. Amen.
Yeah, that's French guy.
Yes, him, that man.
People, the girls wanted to touch up on him, but no. We got Rishi Sunak, who's a whole 4'2".
Oh.
No offense to my short kings, but that's a small man. And Keir fucking Starmer. Oh. We're in the trenches. Absolute trenches.
I mean, I know the bar is low, but Jesus.
Jesus.
Give us something.
Praise Jesus.